to Hungary next, a country which has been an outlier in the EU and as a NATO member when it comes to the war in Ukraine. Prime Minister Viktor Orban's populist government has maintained close political and economic ties with Russia since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine began more than 2 years ago. Next Sunday, Hungarians will vote in both the European and local elections, and it is their government's stance on the war in Ukraine, which has dominated campaigning in a country of almost 10 million people. Our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan has been to Hungary and sent this report.
The government has this claim that the war is going on essentially because Western and liberal forces are pushing for the war to continue.
Gábor Győri, a senior policy analyst at a progressive think tank in Budapest.
Well, Viktor Orban's argument is essentially there should be a ceasefire. What the message really translated in practice seems to mean is that Ukraine should surrender.
Across the Hungarian capital, Fidesz campaign posters for Sunday's European and local elections read Stop War. They feature the faces of leading opposition politicians. Others display the word peace, but over an image of Prime Minister Viktor Orban.
There is no reflection on anything more detailed on what this peace would look like or what being pro-peace or what even being pro-war means, because it, obviously no one that I know of saying that war is a good thing.
On Saturday, tens of thousands of Fidesz supporters gathered for what the party called a peace march in Budapest, its last big campaign push before voting on Sunday. Mr. Orban told the crowd that peace was the only antidote to war and that staying out of the war in Ukraine was his party's mission. Despite the ruling party's focus on the war in this campaign, a recent survey by the European Parliament found that public health care, job creation and the future of Europe were the three most important issues for Hungarian voters in the European elections. But there is a clear consensus on how the country should help Ukraine.
A predominant majority of the population would not favour any sort of armed support.
Abel Boyar, a Hungarian polling expert.
When it comes to more economic or humanitarian aspects of supporting Ukraine, the population is more in favour.
He thinks that voter turnout could be around 60% on Sunday.
The smaller opposition parties who are pro-European are trying to make a case for why it's in Hungary's interest, security interest and economic interest, to be behind Ukraine.
Latest polls show that support for Fidesz stands at 48%. The party holds 11 of Hungary's 21 MEP seats, though it is currently not aligned with a bloc in the European Parliament. A group of Hungarian left and liberal parties is running as a united opposition in the European elections. But after years of disunity and election defeats, it is polling at only 8%. A 90-minute train journey south of Budapest takes me to Kecskemét, a city in the centre of the country. Thousands have gathered in the city square to listen to a campaign speech by Peter Magyar, a 41-year-old lawyer and former Fidesz ally. 4 months ago, few Hungarians had even heard of him. Now support for his centrist party stands at 25%. And its running candidates in both the European and local elections. Mr. Magyar's speeches don't focus on the war in Ukraine. Instead, he's promising to improve public services and to curb cronyism. Those who attend his rallies want to end the dominance of Fidesz in Hungarian politics. Katalin tells me we would like to prevent the far right from gaining a majority in the European Parliament. It's important, she says, because of the war in Ukraine. Eric says we would like to change things so that our lives can move in a better direction. Fidesz is likely to retain a similar number of MEPs after Sunday's elections, but the sudden rise of Peter Magyar's centrists clearly worries Fidesz. His image is already displayed on the Fidesz Stop War posters, even though he has not said he is in favour of helping Ukraine militarily.
That we have not seen any new person or party rising in the polls this quickly since regime transition. It hasn't happened.
And that report was from Liam Nolan. It's a minute and a half to nine.